The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hashtag no music, no intro. We are live again. Ryan's about to pass out. It's 11:05, but we had to do a live show reacting to the Saints signing Chase Young, the former number two overall pick in the draft.
Yep.
From Ohio State. Yeah. From Ohio State, the pedigree. And it's funny how time changes things, because I know how I felt about the possibility of signing Chase Young at the end of the season, and then fast forward that a couple of months, and Chase Young looked kind of nice, bro. Chase Young looked kind of good.
From last week to this week. last week, I'm like, maybe, for the right price. This week, I'm like, shit, where that Chase Young news at? Where he at? Where he at? He rescheduled? Did he reschedule? He's coming? Well, I hit up Titans Homer early this morning. Like, bro, is he still coming to this visit the Titans? What's going on?
Man, we're fading with Chase Young news. Fading,
bro. It was Chase Young.
And here's the thing.
Here's the thing. I was thinking about this earlier. You know, I watched the, they have the cut up on him of you on YouTube. Big shout out to everyone who's just in the stream. It is, 9 Pacific time. It's 11 Central time. It's midnight Eastern time. Mitch is 7 p.m. there. And Mitch, we have people just tuned in, and we love it. We appreciate it. 'Cause I felt like this to me, this warranted a live show. If you just consider everything involved, just right. Pedigree, all of it, the fact that the Saints were able to sign him, it's funny because they signed him literally to the exact fucking number we talked about, Ryan. Yeah. On the dot. Oh, my cat said, nigga, shut up. Being a little too loud. he said, if I can't have your attention, no one can. Exactly. To the dot, $13 million, fully guaranteed. And here's the thing. I don't... Oh, we got a Marcia Ambrosius? Shit, a Marcia Ambrosius reference in the chat? Shit.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Q said, in the words of Marcia Ambrosius, it's getting late. One of my favorite all-time Florida songs. Anyway, thank you, Q, for that deep dig. $13 million fully guaranteed. People were, some people were like, well, they signed it fully. I do not care. Don't care.
It's the going rate, bro. Coming off 7.5 sacks, it's the going rate. Davenport got the same contract last year.
Coming off his
0.5 sacks.
Talk about it, bro.
He got it. And then this year, after barely playing,
this nigga got almost up to $10 million. For doing what?
Going rate. It's a guard. If they think you could possibly rush the passer, you just gonna get paid, bro. Like, I don't know.
Where did we go wrong? Maybe it's genetics or shit, bro. But I would like to have just been like an almost pass rusher where I could get in the NFL. And then the rest of it, bro. Yeah.
Give me a Jeff Charleston or something like that.
Oh, 97, a little deep cut. A little deep cut.
That's it.
But. I was thinking, I watched those cut-ups, and I know you watched some all 22 of him, and you have some thoughts. But I said in our Discord, like, just from last season when you saw him play, and I don't know if it was just cut-ups from last season or there were also cut-ups from the year before as well. I'm not 100% sure. But he moves completely effing different than anyone the Saints have on the defense. I get the warts that comes with him as a player, mm-hmm. but like the way he moves, you see the pedigree when you watch this. Exactly. You see it, bro. It's like, ooh, this is different. This is different.
Right.
You ever
exactly.
You ever done gotten some before, bro, in the past? You like, what is this right here? Ooh, shit, this ain't that regular, bro. Like, slow down. That's how it was like watching him.
Right. Right. And like you said, it's the pedigree, it's, you know, the athleticism. He has it, bro. Like, the potential is all there. It's can he live up to? He's 24 years old.
That is crazy.
Coming off a 7.5 sack season, which equaled his highest sack total that he had his rookie year. Obviously, been injured. You know, we had Patrick Claiborne on the podcast recently. We talked about, you know, recovering from that injury and all that stuff. So, you know, make no mistake, bro. Like, this is a boom and bust signing, bro. It's a big time boom and bust. It could go bad. It could go meh. It didn't go great. Like, it could go in any range. But I think
it's like, man, we had Marcus Davenport. Like, can it really go worse than that? Like, if that's the baseline, like.
I say bad, like, worse is like, you know, he gets 3 sacks, injured, missing games, you know, just, you know, one of those types of, that'll be a bad, worst scenario. You know, if he stays healthy, I could see him having like a 7-8 sack season, you know, realistically, which is just, you know, like, maybe won't blow anybody out the water, but I mean, the Saints could use 8 sacks, honestly. I mean, Big Creep was the only one cooking. I mean, and behind him, what, DeMario Davis? The most sacks outside of it?
Ain't that wild, bro? That's some shit. Wild, man.
So I love that they got it done today. You could tell that they had to get
it done,
bro.
And they knew if he left and went to Tennessee, he went to Baltimore, he wasn't coming back. It wasn't coming back, bro. It just wasn't going to happen.
They didn't let him out the building.
They didn't. Lob 32 CD says he's a very underrated run defender. He absolutely is. He absolutely
is. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That's what actually stands out.
For sure. And now with him in the building, you have Chase Young, you have Big Creep, you sprinkle in some Cam, you got Brian Breece on the defensive line and the interior, you got Willie Gay. So just Chase Young and Willie Gay alone, you added speed and athleticism to a defense that desperately
and youth
desperately
yeah.
needed it.
Desperately.
I keep pounding the table for this point. I keep saying it, and I don't know what the outcome of it's going to be. The next best move the Saints can make, it probably have been the move that even before Chase Young, if they do not trade Marshon Lattimore, that is the best move they've made in the offseason.
Best move, bro.
And this is why I feel like it could be so important. Chase Young, since he's been drafted in the NFL, he has not played with a level of secondary that the Saints have if Marshon Lattimore is on the team. In Washington, not in San Francisco. San Francisco's built differently. You got Bosa, you got Brett Warner, but they're not built back to front. Just the idea of him playing with a decent to good secondary with Lattimore, with the Debo, hopefully Alante Taylor can bounce back, whatever Honey Badger gives you, and let's see what Jordan Howden does. Just that half a second, half a millisecond, those 7.5 sacks may go up to double digits, because now you have a secondary that can potentially hold up in the back that can allow you to get to the quarterback quicker. And huge thing, we know DA struggles with fucking mobile quarterbacks, bro. We know he struggles with them. Chase Young and Willie Gay, helps with that aspect of things. Not completely, but it helps.
Yeah, you have to look at it holistically. So you look at a guy like Willie Gay and Chase Young and say potentially they get some athleticism in a draft, whether that's edge, whether that's linebacker, whether it's whatever, safety, whatever. Just that infusion of youth, speed, it just helps, bro. Like, it just helps, man. Helps so much. So it's good to see, bro. Like, it was getting so boring, bro. Like it was almost like, man, is this reality? Are the Saints really doing this? Like, are they really going to close the checkbooks? And I do like that they didn't do anything really idiotic, like give him like a four-year, you know, $30-40 million guarantee, you done like that. It's a 1-year deal. You know, it's not going to break the bank either way. Either it works. If he plays great, they could try to extend him next, you know, come to this next season, or they could, you know, franchise tag him, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, so all the options are there.
Said born like missionary man until today.
Hey, yeah, man.
Put that in reverse cowgirl on us real quick today, bro. Ooh. Oh, whoa. On the feet, bro. Not the feet. Man. Anyway.
Be out the game quick, boy. Out the game quick. That's the finishing move right there, boy.
Finishing him.
Anyway, I like how Chase Young is gonna get all the hubbub and completely like let's hit on the Saints also signing a swing tackle, kind of reserve swing tackle, former Vikings, Oli Adoo'o, much better. Did you miss that one?
No, I saw it. I was just like, okay, I know nothing about him, nothing. I do absolutely nothing.
Lob32 City says, wonder if they can make a run at Justin Simmons, Jamal Adams, or Micah Hyde. I threw out the whole Jamal Adams thing, and probably the way they've been navigating and moving, to them it probably just makes more sense to them to just bring back Abrams. Also, didn't Chase Young say Abrams was part of the recruiting pitch, or did I miss that? I don't know. Abrams was a part of some recruiting pitch, bro. I don't know. And I'm like, how is he a part of a recruiting pitch? He's not even on the team.
Right. I'm like, what? I know Tyran was there.
Yes.
At the dinner, and DA and Ty Grantham and all them. They made it work. I watched them all 22. I only watched one game. I watched the Lions 49ers game.
Oh, playoff game.
Yeah. So I don't want to throw cold water on it because, you know, this is a optimistic podcast, but it was kind of a struggle in that game, bro. And it's not so much of like the talent. It's going to be interesting how they approach him this year, this season, this offseason, because you could obviously see the potential there. But they got to, one, I think he has to work on his stamina. Like, and I don't know what that's for him. I don't know if that's since he's been dealing with injuries and stuff like that. He gets accused of loafing and taking plays off and stuff like that. I don't see it like that. Like, from the tape, it doesn't look like he's loafing. It's just he looked gassed. Just gassed, bro. Hands on the hip, just like, whoo. And they'll take him out some plays and stuff like that. So he really needs to, you know, build his stamina up, you know, to play four quarters and play with that speed. Because when he goes, he goes, bro.
He goes. Yeah, he
and when they put him, a lot of times the 49ers, they had him playing, like, kind of at the five tech. So it wasn't really flashy. You know, he's just going up against Decker, bro. Decker had him like, he ain't going nowhere,
Tyler Decker?
Yeah, going nowhere, bro. Like, I got you right. But when he goes out wide, or sometimes they'll put him
against the right tackle,
he's coming around that arc. And, you know, the Lions had to play that hurry up, you know, get the ball out quick type stuff. But if you get some of them quarterbacks that like to tap the ball, like our quarterback, you know, to hold on to the ball.
Or
that's
there, it. Nigga. Don't play.
We.
No.
We. But if you get a quarterback like that, bro, dude could make his man. And like the point you made with the coverage, and we've seen with the Saints. We see what it's like. Even with our you know, poor pass rush, sometimes the coverage be so good with
thick the
bro. Coverage sets, bro. Coverage sets.
Thick, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I love coverage sets.
Love them. All the coverage sets. It's just the point that I feel like it's a very underrated point of, like, he started his career playing with the Washington Commanders, bro. Like they didn't have nobody back there.
Nobody.
And bro. As good as we're already up to 37 concurrent viewers. Much love.
Hey.
And as good as the Niners defense were at times in spurts, they are built linebacker. They're built on the defensive line. That is how their team has been built and has been built for a number of years. And the Saints historically have been building. Technically, they've been building back forward. They've been trying to build forward to back, but that's why. But they fail, which leads to them now having to sign Chase Young for $13 million. And it's so funny because he's getting, like, the pub and Big Creep, and you got Cam. Like, I feel like as fans, bro, like, we forget, like, Peyton Turner's on the team. Isaiah Foskey. Like, it's just not even in our, like, mind, bro. Like, it's just gone. Like, oh, yeah, okay, cool, I guess.
Can you imagine if Isaiah Foskey, like, turns a corner? And that just, not say it becomes like a 12, 13 sack, but just turns the corner, just a 5, 7, 8 sack guy, you know, that just disrupts and stuff like that. You get him and you get Chase Young and you got Big
Cole. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Then you got Brzee going in the second year.
Gonna get the chat hot. You might, bruh. The crazy thing about the Peyton Turner is, like, saw glimpses of him in training camp, bruh, and in preseason, like, glimpses, bruh, and then gets injured. I think this is G. He says, man, we just need Alex Okafor level of production.
Okafor was good, man.
He was. I was thinking about this before we start recording. And an analogy that I would want to make is the best case that this could work out for the Saints is if this is their 2024 Nick Ferley. Let's go back, right? Nick Ferley was a first round pick by the Lions, drafted 11th overall. I'm a sicko for knowing that off the fucking top of my head. Had some season with the Lions where he looked like he deserved to be drafted, where he drafted. Then he had other seasons where it was like you didn't know what it was. Motivation, just low, struggled, injured, and he becomes a free agent. The Saints sign him. And that one season that Nick Ferley played for the Saints, bro, I still remember
it. I remember
dominant.
It,
bro. Dominant.
Looking good, bro. And the rest of the defense was trash.
Trash,
bro. But he was shining, man. He was shining, dominant. Bro.
And had it not, you know, give the Saints doctor something. If you got some heart issues, you got something.
Bro, if you got like a life-threatening issue, they gonna find it, bro. They gonna find that shit. I give them that.
Don't have no broken bones. No, oh, yeah. Nothing like that. Nah.
Got some hairline fractures or something? Nah, you all right.
We ain't the one. But if you got some cancer or something that just may threaten your life, go see the Saints doctors.
Go see the Saints.
But I feel like it's an apt comparison because it's the same kind of, Nick Ferley kind of had that shine washed off of him, you know, when he was a free agent, when he was just kind of out there. Did he go to the Rams or, I'm trying to think. I feel like he went to another team before he went to the Saints. Maybe he did. Maybe I'm trying.
I feel like that, yeah.
Right. But if this could be their version of Nick Ferley in 2024, and then if Chase Young, you know, hopefully does not have any type of medical issues, like, you want, at the end of this season, you want it to be to the point where you're using the franchise tag on Chase Young. Like, that's what you want. Like, if he goes off and he gets you 12, 13, 14 sacks, you just like, oh, shit. Well, then it's like, well, is he this good? Is he just doing this? You know, is it just because of the contract year? It's a good problem to have. That's what you want long term. And hopefully Chase Young could be their new Nick Ferley.
No question, man. And that's just just the situation they're in where they had to take a risk like that, you know? You're not going to get a guaranteed, you know, bona fide sack artist, you know, for an affordable penny right now. You're just not, you know what I'm saying? I mean, these dudes don't grow on trees. Hard position to fill. So, I mean, they took a swing. We're going to see if it worked, baby. Like, I'm just glad it happened, man.
Me too.
Glad it happened.
I am. I gotta read this. So our dude, John Hendricks, love John. He tweeted this earlier today, 7 hours ago. Thanks, Twitter, for letting me know that. Willie Gay Jr. and Chase Young getting added to the Saints defense is quite insane on paper.
On paper, baby.
What do you mean, baby?
Hashtag
on paper. here's where things do get interesting talking about this team building, right? The Saints have told you what they feel are musts on their team.
That's a must.
A must has been a linebacker, a must has been a pass rusher, and maybe a nickel corner, right? Obviously, then with the targeting Maddox. If they're able to get a nickel corner, it kind of opens up what they may be able to do in the draft overall. Now, right now, it really is looking like it's going to be an offensive line, right? Like, if we be honest, right? It's looking like it's going to be an offensive line. Pete's visiting Titans. And, you know, maybe he'll be back. Maybe he won't. We'll see. But I think something that we're just not going to know, right, is how they view their offensive line. That's a huge missing part. It's kind of easy to assume, like, well, Rams, you know, probably his last season. You know, they missed on Penning, blah, blah, blah. So they have to draft off the tackle. Maybe Clint Kubiak's coming in and he's like, I got something here. But I'm just going to throw this at you too. If they draft an offensive lineman in the first round this year at 14, you have now had Penning, rookie this year, Ramchek, Ruiz, and Eric McCoy, who's a second round. That is four first round picks and one second round pick on the offensive line. With those type of investments on O-line, bro, like, you should have an Eagles type of offensive line, bro.
Right. that's like, crazy.
Like, you're going to draft another first rounder in the first round to get to maybe average or a little above average offensive line wise? I keep going back to. It logically does not make sense to me. And I get it. You got to keep drafting until you hit blah, blah, blah. I get that. But that is a crazy thing to think of, that they would potentially have four first round picks on the team at O-line and one second round pick.
To me, I'm trying to figure out, okay, what's the issue here? Like, is it the player we drafting? Is it
the coaching?
Is it the scheme? I'm trying to figure out. We got to get that ironed out before we start just throwing players in, because then we get to a situation where we draft another high first round pick, you know, offensive lineman, and he's not living up to potential either. So then it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? So, you know, like you said, man, like, you would get it if they went OL, like, it would make sense. But I'm hoping they keep it BPA. And
I prefer to go get Latu, bro. Like, get really cook. Like, if you wanna attack offenses, right? This is all assuming, like, they don't go receiver, they don't go Brock Bowers, nothing like that. They don't, no quarterback. Give me Latu, because then you have Latu, you have Chase Young, you have Creep, you have Cam, you have Breece. You have completely remade your defensive line. Completely remade it, bro. Not even taking into account whatever you might get from Peyton Turner and Isaiah Foskey. It's remade.
It remade. Now you completely shifted a weakness into a strength. And that's what the offseason all about, right?
Right.
I mean, come on. I would love it.
G asked, if we go OT, who do you guys prefer? G, I'll be honest with you. I'm not watching a single effing snap of any offensive line prospect. But I do like was the Oregon State guy, Fuanga.
I do
enjoy him. Also curious to see how the anti-vaxxer helps the O-line this season.
Oh yeah. Hey. Rick Dennison.
Yeah, Dennison.
Hey. If you kept the old line, bro, like, it's all right. You ain't got to take the jab, bro. Like, it's all right, bro. Like,
our dude, Dean in the Bay says, is Penning done? I don't think you can give up on Penning in his third season when he hasn't even really played. I don't think you can do that.
Crazy.
Man.
That would be crazy. That would be nuts. Like, that would be absolutely absurd. Like, he had to smash DA wife or something like that. Like, that would be insane, bro.
I would love for that to have been the thing so we could have content for just years, bro. We would do an emergency live stream just on that, bro.
Been a trash of the cakes, man. Like, it just don't make sense, bro. Like, he still has something there, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know, like, London said he could be a guard. I don't know. Right tackle, left, something. He could be a starting offensive lineman in this league, man. I just refuse to believe he can't. He's that bad? Like, that? Have you seen offensive line play in this league? I got some bad offensive line play starters, like, that start week to week.
Yes.
He told me he can't start?
You know who's, like, terrible? Like, absolutely terrible? Juwan fucking Taylor of the Chiefs. Man got a Super Bowl ring, bro. Now, he does play with Superman at quarterback, he's not, like, that good.
Orlando Brown, like, he can stay getting paid, and he's average. Like,
all right, bro.
Yeah, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me Penny can't get to average. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying be elite. But we can't coach this dude to average. Like, teach him three key things in pass protection to just be average.
This is gonna be sad as hell, bro. Because we're having the same exact conversation. He can't be the 20th best left tackle in the league, bro.
Right back to Ruiz, bro. Right back to Ruiz. And look what happened with Ruiz. Look what happened with Ruiz, bro.
He got, but what a big difference is he got the playing time. He got the snaps.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I mean, he also got bullied. But like, the playing time took and his the
lumps,
snaps.
Though. He took he his did. Lumps, though. He took his lumps, man.
Brian said, man, going to go get cut, go to Denver, and make three pro bowls under Sean and Streif. this is, all intents and purposes, is not going to be a long live show. We just wanted to really kind of get on. We got to the Chase Young news. Anything else? Here's what I don't want to happen. The momentum, the buzz, everything's right here for the Saints, right? Don't do some dumb shit that's going to throw cold water on it. Please don't. Like it was like they hired all these new offensive like staff, and then it's like the Jeff Duncan hit piece art, like, need that right now, bro. We don't need it. It's not needed.
I would love to see them make another offensive lineman move. Whether that's bringing back Pete, bringing another, you know, like, average tackle or something like that. I don't have any names available to me right now, but if they do that, that would give me the confidence that they're going into this draft ready to just
free, bro.
Just free and take like a good ass player. And that would make me feel so much better at the draft party, you know, coming up. Being there, we'd really be waiting. Like, who are they going to draft? Who are they going to draft? Like, that's the funnest shit, bro.
It is. Justin asked, if Latu and Bowers are there at 14, who do you take?
Ooh.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I go with Bowers, bro. Just the tape, just there, bro. Just there. He's been healthy. Come on, man. Like
the dog. Like I think DJ. He may have moved him recently, but he's like top six, top five, top four player on DJ's board.
He's not moving no more than that because he just. Well, sometimes you just get good players like that, bro. That, to me, that's just an easy one because he's like a good player. I don't care all that shit about positional value, this, that, and other.
Don't care about it.
That's just a good player that's going to play for your team and score touchdowns and move the ball and, you know, be an exciting player, bro. Like
G said, Bowers is a prospect everyone thought Kyle Pitts was. Yes, I've been
exactly.
saying yes. 100%.
Exactly. Is.
Sherm asked the real question. Are we back on the quote unquote bus?
Bro, I'm just riding, bro. I'm on a bus. I'm just riding though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you on the bus or are you on your own bus? That's the question.
I feel like this, bro. It's the off season, man. Like,
right.
Like, I feel like there's enough time for pessimism and being pissed and this and that. There's going to be plenty of time for that, bro. Plenty of time come September when we get on the field. But now it's hope season, bro. It's okay to have hope. It's okay to just be like, man, we might get some fun football this season. Not saying we're going to win a bunch of games. Not saying we're going to save the job, this, that, the other. Not even worrying about none of that. Just give me some fun football. And right now is the time you're building those little pieces that maybe you will get some fun football, man. Mm-hmm. And just to think about it, we build it for the future also. So, especially when it comes to the draft, you know, that's beyond the game. You know what I'm saying? That's beyond, you know, whoever comes in after him, if he, you know, if he were to leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's the future of the Saints is what I'm thinking about, man. So, a bus, I don't know, man. Like, I grew up in New Orleans, bro. We didn't catch the yellow school buses after school. We rode the public bus, the RTA. We got on that motherfucker, and that's why I feel like I'm on a regular RTA bus. You know, it might break down, you know what I'm saying? Or
might get you there.
Might get you there, might not, but you just on it, you know what I'm saying?
I'm riding those little scooters right now. I'm just riding the scooter, bro. Just moseying along.
Little scooters, you just scan your little app and just
moseying along. Rod said they made a splash signing right before those tickets renewal deadline on Friday. They not slick, fam.
Oh, that's a good one.
They try to run our card. Nope.
No, buddy.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Begging people to take them tickets for last season. Please, not again.
But truly, truly, thank y'all so much for just hopping on quickly, just doing this live chat or live show. We appreciate it. We got up to 74 views in total, and we got like 45 concurrent viewers right now, 46, which is kind of crazy. Like, I think that's our highest number thus far. So let's go maybe 5-8 more minutes. Sorry, my camera keeps going out of focus. Just opening it to questions or anything that people have. You know, we
any question, I don't care
anything, almost anything. Can we? Where is Kate? Where's Kate, Ryan?
Where's she at, Kate bro? Is?
Do you know where Kate is? I don't know where she is. Do the UK know where Kate is?
What is going on?
I don't know, bro.
That girl, they showed, that wasn't Kate.
That was not Kate, Ryan. That was not Kate. You know I know white girls. That wasn't Kate. Okay, I can identify him. Was not. Oh, no, bro. Oh, no.
Oh, no, man.
Dean asked, did I miss y'all speak on Fields? Oh, it's funny. We actually spoke on Justin Fields on Friday during our Patrick Claibon episode a little bit. So if you want to go back, listen to it. I threw it out there as soon as the Kenny Pickett happened that it made a lot of sense for Justin Fields to get traded to the Steelers, and like it happened like the next day, which is kind of crazy. Brian said Kate's hiding from the BBC, getting herself some BBC.
You know what? I can believe that.
They're like, first Megan, now this Negro in the parliament. Oh God.
Sherm, why does these signings come off as a DA want or a Mickey want? That's a great question. I would probably say it's a DA want.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That man trying to get his job. He's just trying to stay hired on.
For real, bro. Like,
here's a good one that Scott asked. What are we doing at both kicking positions? That's a great question. Because they are both low key and high key needs.
Big needs. For some reason, I feel like they're gonna stick with the field goal kicker.
Yeah, Groupie.
Yeah, I feel like they're gonna stick with it. Might bring in some competition. But just the way he finished, he was a rookie, bro. Like, I think they're going to squint and be like, maybe we could just, maybe.
Why does he get that latitude and Trevor Penning doesn't? That's the thing that just blows my mind.
I don't know.
Like, he literally cost the Saints football games, right?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Lubesi, I know we have Howden to go with Matthew. But do you think the Saints are worried about safety? If so, do you think they would try to go after Simmons or draft a safety in the later rounds? I would say this. Just the way that Jeff Ireland's able to identify secondary players, I feel like it's a position that they feel like they can get players in later rounds and be okay with them. That said, it all depends on who's making those picks. All Jeff Ireland can do is he could just stack the board. And if the board is stacked and if they don't draft the players the way it's stacked, that's out of his hands.
Yeah. And I also think just the way the safety position is now in the league, bro, like there are going to be guys available in April, May, June. I mean, we saw they pulled in guys like, Abrams, you know what I'm saying? Right. And Liney. I'm not saying it's not important, but I think it's just one of those positions where they feel like they could get by, especially if you keep Lattimore. Like, he's such a huge puzzle piece to the whole equation.
Huge.
Because if you take him out the equation, then safety, it becomes like a bigger need. But if he stays, then it's kind of like we can get by with some guys, you know what I'm saying? With some guys that could just, you know, that are smart, know how to get to the ball and stuff like that, you know?
You know what would warm my heart? And someone brought this up in the Discord earlier today. And the Ravens haven't cut him or released him yet, and I don't know if they're going to. I know it was talked about he may be a casualty. They can just bring Marcus Williams back, bro.
No,
that'd
be dope.
If they could just bring him back and just more good vibes, just more, here you go, Papa. Like, we're doing something. Like, that would just make it feel like maybe this is because I got a shot. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that.
Oh, Justin says, who's on your Mount Rushmore of white women? I mean, that has so many qualifiers. Is it like my first crushes? Is it like porn? That's a whole thing.
Whole episode.
I could give you my number one, but then that would call, like, that's redacted. So, no, we're going to save that for something else. Yeah, Brian. Yes. Anyway, that's like a
Anyway, I mean, I could talk about it, but like,
oh yeah, I know, there, oh so, I know there, you can. I know you can.
Anyway, thank y'all for the questions. We just, you know, we saw how many people were in the chat, and we wanted to kind of keep it going. Dante said, "See what happened when y'all do late night pods." Here's the thing, Dante. This would happen if we were doing a late night pod or an afternoon pod.
Don't matter.
Just us.
Don't matter.
I would love to talk to Ryan about Boeing and all that, but we'll say that for the airline podcast.
Man, I'm trying to talk about this Hubble constant, and just we need to get a sign. Where are our science people at, bro?
Yeah,
we need to
let's get a cosmologist on.
Get Sophia somebody, Sophia. Bro.
The universe is expanding at different speeds, depending on where you look. Think about that for a hot second. What?
We living in the Matrix, man. What the hell is going on, man?
See, if I was Derek Carr, that's what I'd blame it on, bro. Like, how? What do you ask? What do you want me to do? The universe,
space time is expanding. I mean, you know.
Rod said, "Will this training camp be like Greenbrier or Millsaps camp?"
Ain't gonna be Millsaps. I promise you.
Here's the thing. I struggle with how. I won't say good, but I struggle with how DA runs training camp.
Oh, I hate it.
it's been on our radar since jump.
Since jump, man.
Jump. It just feels like it's too, like the first season, it was too lax. It was like, we're the Saints a lot, and it went terribly. And then it was supposed to get better last training camp, and I don't know if it did. So I wonder how much changes, if any, they're really putting into play.
And the thing is, I don't like how they evaluate during training camp. It's obvious how bad they evaluate during training camp. Like you were talking about yesterday when they do those joint practices, mm-hmm. and they take so much into account from those, where it's just like
too much.
Like they take too much from it, man. Like, come on, man. You know, you still can't hit the quarterback, so you can't really take much from the passing game in those situations. I'm not a fan of how you run training camp at all. Maybe we'll see. Maybe it's just there being like better weather this year. Maybe they'll turn it up a little bit. We'll see. But yeah, that's on my radar big time.
No, has been on ours for a bit. Big shout out to Justin for the super chat. Much love. Cool. Sherm, last one for me, and I know it's way too early. But realistically, what's our record by the end of the season, and do we make the playoffs? I'm going to go – I mean, I always forget how to do the math now with 18 games.
17
games. Sorry. I'm going to go 8-9. Wait. Yes. 8-9. And miss the playoffs. And that's me being generous.
Generous, bro. I'm gonna say
that schedule's hard as hell, man.
It's hard, bro. I'm gonna say 7-10. 7-10, missing the playoffs.
They go 8-9.
It's gonna
be
fun. It's gonna be a fun 7 wins, bro.
Please. Dean asked if we watched Constellation. I haven't. I've heard great things about it. It's on my list. And then last What's one, that? Brian. It's a space show, but also it's like sci-fi kind of mixed with like thriller. But it's on the app that you'll never watch shows on. So,
well, Apple Plus,
yeah, bro.
Apple TV. They got some good shows. They got some shows I want to watch on Apple TV too, bro.
Brian says DA coaches like a substitute teacher, and folks wonder why the kids' grades suck when it's time for tests.
Bro, write that shit down for real,
bro. On the money. Okay, buddy. I know. My cat said, all right, wrap it up, Dad. Anyway, thank y'all so much for the support. We just wanted to get this out there. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Mitch gave actually a really good idea for us to do when we do our mock draft episode, to make it like a live mock draft episode.
Ooh,
I think that could be really fun. He doesn't have a beef with Apple TV, right? Or Scott, he just doesn't have Apple TV.
That's it. And I got enough subscriptions. I got a shit. What's the day? Today, the 18th. I got to redo Disney Plus because X Men about to drop on the 20th.
20th, yes, sir.
So they got me back, bro. Back in,
yes, sir. Anyway, thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. We will be back sometime. Hopefully, this team doesn't do anything that makes us come back on a not great note. We're just trying to keep this wave, keep this high. But we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Thank y'all for jumping on short notice, and we will be back soon. And with that, we're out.
Peace.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.